सामने बहुत जगह आई है सामने, ऐसी क्या घबरा जी, पीछे पीछे से क्या होगा। जो पेरेंट्स बच्चों को लाए देख लीजिए पहलू में बच्चे हैं या नहीं आप। فَقَدْ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَظْهَرَ الْوُجُودَ مِنَ الْعَدَمِ وَرَقَمَ عَلَى لَوْحِ الْإِنْسَانِ مِنْ أَسْرَارِ الْقِدَمِ وعلمه البيان ما لم يعلم والصلاة والسلام على أول بحر تشعب من بحر الهوية وأول صبح لها من أفق الأحدية وأول شمس أشرقت في السماوات الأزلية نذير العوالم الإمكانية بشير الخلائق الإرفانية لوح المحفوظ السبحانية صاحب أصل ما في الوجود صاحب لواء الحمدي ومقام المحمود أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا ورحمة الله على محبيهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وَدَائِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا صلوات عليه محمد وعلى آل محمد. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. First of all, I extend my heartiest congratulations on this auspicious occasion of birth of our beloved Mawla, Imam Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala guide and teacher for humanity, and may Allah bless you on this night. And our congratulations to our beloved Imam, Imam Zamana Ajallahu Ta'ala Faraja. Allahumma salli ala. And to all of his rightful successors or deputies who are working to propagate Islam, serving Islam selflessly all over the world, exclusively to the ولي أمر المسلمين آية الله خامنئي. To all of you, my brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you on this night. Tomorrow is a very great day, and it's highly recommended for all of us to fast tomorrow. Tomorrow's fast again is one of the four fasts of the year, which is very highly recommended. And I hope may Allah give us that inspiration to do this. It is equal to 70 years of fast. And 70 years of fast, and also 70 Hajj, also some of the Ahadith says. May Allah bless us tomorrow. The subject is well known, and today we are talking about a personality who has changed the entire human history, and he has given humanity a dignity and value of human being. Without him, Islam or humanity wouldn't have been reached to this peak of human values. It is because of him who has given a clear guidelines for entire humanity. As Quran says, it was not for a community, for entire humanity. In أَرْسَلْنَاكَ كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ, we have sent you for entire humanity, not for only Muslims. The ayah which I have recited is from Suratul Ahzab, is 33 chapter, and ayat number 46. I request all of you and myself please read every day four, five ayats, at least five ayats a day with the translation. If you could read with your family, closing the Big Shaitan, which is Hazrat TV radiallahu anhu ta'ala, inshallah you will be successful in this world and also here and after. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I started the Ziyarat al-Jami'a of Imam Hadi alayhi salam last year, close to this is second year running, and by Shaba and by Rajab it will be second year completing. I have reached to this sentence each and every time. We are picking one sentence. This sentence today we have, As-salamu ala a'immatil huda. We have already described who are the a'immatil huda. Today we are talking about Misbahid Duja. Misbah is a candle. Duja is a burning candle which never extinguishes. Always it is burning. We have the ayah which I recited for you. The translation says, Ya ayyuha nabi, O prophet, we have sent you. There are reasons for sending towards humanity. There are three reasons is mentioned in this ayah, but four reasons. Number one, shahidan, you are a witness. Number two, you are a mubashir, giver of a good tidings. Number three is a mundir, nadir, warner. Number four, da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhnih, inviter towards Allah with his permission. And number five is mubashir, sirajan, munira. Siraj also again a candle. We call it in Urdu charagh. Likewise as misbah also a candle. So charagh is light, parable of light is beautiful, and inshallah today I'd like to describe how many places the light has been used. The first and foremost, the word light has been used for Allah himself, just like Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is light of the universe. وَمَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ الْمِصْبَاحِ فِي الزُّجَاجِ. His parable is like a candle. Again, Allah is mentioned as light. Number two, Prophet Muhammad also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also has been mentioned as a light, just like in this ayah, same ayah. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Again, Prophet Muhammad is a light. Another is Imam, also Imam Asaleen alayhi salatu wa salam also has been described as light. For example, another Quranic ayah. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَالَّذِينَ عَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا نُورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. This nur also which has revealed with the Prophet is the Holy Quran. And then Imam also mentioned again as a nur. Just like we have ayat, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. والشمس, the meaning of shams here is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And qamar, which is moon, is Imam Asaleen alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, it is a beautiful parable. Again, light is Allah, light is Prophet, light is Imam. When we reach the Quran also light, as Quran mentions. Again, when we go to further, Islam also Quran mentioned as a light. Yuriduna ayutfi'u nurallahi bi'afwahihim. They want to extinguish nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam, with their mouth. It is not going to be extinguished. Again, Islam is mentioned as light. Again, when you come further down, the hidayah, guidance also is mentioned in the Holy Quran as a light. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives nur, light to a human being, which is iman, with which he goes. That means it is because of his iman, he has the candle with which he goes in the darkness. We are all in darkness, and in order to extinguish darkness, the best thing to have iman. Quran says those who have iman, they do have a torch in their hands. Again, further down, when we go to the hadith, al-ilm also as mentioned as a nur. Al-ilm nurun yaghdafahu Allah fi qalbi man yasha. Knowledge is a light Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart to whomsoever He wills. These are the parables which have been given as a light. Now we have to learn what it means. What is the significance of giving example when we say light? What is the sense of light? And what is our duty towards this light? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned as light. Prophets also mentioned as a light. Imam also mentioned as light. Islam also mentioned as light. Quran also mentioned as light. Hidayah also mentioned as light. Even Iman also mentioned as light. Allah waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. So again, why this example is being given? So then let's learn. Light, for example, sun is light, moon is light, and Quran is mentioning Prophet as a light. Why this example is related to us? Usually when we say today is the namaz time, what is the sunset time, what is the sunrise time? Even scientists also, they are saying sunrise and sunset. Although sun never sets and moon never sets. Sun never rises, moon never rises. All of you, it is an obvious thing. Sun is in one place, it is running, and it is only the earth which is moving. It is because of earth moves, that's why sometimes it becomes dark and sometimes it becomes light. When earth moves towards this light, there is a light. When earth moves against the light, it becomes the darkness. The parable which has been given, Allah is right, light, Prophet is light, and also Islam is right, light, and also Imam is light, Quran is light, and also Iman is light, Hidayat is light, that means they are always giving light as long as we are turning towards them. It is not there, they don't have any problem giving light. Their job is, their inner ability is to give us light. It is we are turning away from them. So it is we are not getting the light because we are not seeking knowledge and guidance from them. So if I am in darkness, it is because of me, it is not because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am in loss, it is because of me. If we are losers in this darkness of in this Western society, it is not because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because of ourselves we are turning from the light which is burning each and every moment. Salawat padi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Baat samajh mein aa rahi hai ki nahi aa rahi aap logon ko? Are you? Because mashallah after 2 months and 8 days, you have 8-9 days, you had good majalises, that's why in order to digest this you need much more time to, now you need a lot of break time. So I had much more heavy schedule for myself already, 160 majalis, 50,000 air miles, may Allah accept all of our services. So man, what I learned in this all these episodes, there is no difference between America, Canada, Africa or India. All over there is a darkness, as Quran is saying, Quran is mentioning, fi dhalalin mubin. The situation of the humanity during the time of Prophet Muhammad was utter darkness. Why it is utter darkness? Because there was no any kind of feeling between each other. They used to kill each other without any cold-blooded killing, just like today is happening in Iraq. What's happening in Africa? 79% obesity in America, and 15 million human beings will die within 2 years in Africa, as the UNO report says. The darkness is so bitter and so utter darkness. Quran says, إِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدَهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ضَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا. Whenever good tidings of daughter's birth is being given to an Arab, he used to change his face into dark. He was so angry, and he used to think, should I live with this shamelessness? Should I bury this baby alive. They used to bury it. And we used to think, how could they do this? Now, the recent report, which is from India, within 20 years, there have already been 20 million fetuses have been aborted, almost all of them are baby girls. So that means darkness is everywhere, as it was during the time of our beloved Prophet. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Like the teachings of the Prophet have changed that darkness into the light, today also we need to change with the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Animosity between each other is so vigorous. I am so ashamed to say, even you guys, I thought you are very, very educated people. You are living in Western country. Alhamdulillah, you are very educated people. And these khutbahs, they are coming and they are putting fuels against between Muslims. And there are a lot of Nara Hadaris going on. We are enjoying each and every speeches of this kind of speeches, which is not good for this environment. Today, enemies of Islam, they are trying their best to divide us, and they are divided. They are also trying, they tried their best, and they are trying, they will try. And they are trying harshly in order to divide us. At the same time, we are following the same path and not understanding the value of us. Quran says, فَذْكُرُوا عَلَىٰ إِلَّهِ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are enemy to each other. It is because of Islam you became brethren. You became brethren. And now in the name of Islam you are dividing. And Quran says you should be united. And Khatib is saying, man, you cannot even to unite between each other. And it's Sunnis and Shias. That shows the one who is going against Quran, he cannot be a so-called a scholar who is sitting on the pulpit of Prophet Muhammad, which is going against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salawatullahi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I ask all of you, be careful. And you have all of you have the duty. You cannot say, an alim, but Bakri is saying that we have to listen. No, the time has passed. If Bakri is wrong, you can stop. Well, and I stop here. We cannot understand what you are talking about. And can you explain to us, if you cannot stop me while I am talking, after Majlis also can come to me and say, Maulana, this behavior is not good. It is not good for Islam. It is not good for today. But we are not talking. We are giving free checks. And free check to anyone who speaks against the values of Islam. Prophet Muhammad, he tried the innama al-mu'minuna ikhwah, and he says there is no difference between Arab and Ajam illa bi-taqwa. And Quran clearly says, ya ayyuha an-nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'allakum shu'uban wa qabaila li ta'arafu inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum. There is no any criteria but taqwa. It is because of taqwa you become. If Bilal has taqwa, he becomes Muazzin of Rasul. If Zayd ibn Harith has a taqwa, Zayd ibn Haritha, he becomes one of the leaders for this battle. He sends Prophet Muhammad and has sent him as a leader. So Allah has given as an example for all of us. So we need to follow these examples, not the example of a person who is ruining the values which is been taught by Quran and the Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Salawat alayhi Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad. We need to break this ice of Sunniism and Shiaism, all of this. It is not going to work out for all of us. Today, what's happening in Iraq? It is the job of the Zionism. Nothing to do with Shias or nothing to do with Sunnis. And we need to understand clearly. And they are clearly saying we are benefiting out of this war. And they are saying we are enjoying this war. We need to understand it is not Sunnis are killing Shias or Shias are killing Sunnis. It is Zionists who are killing Shias. It is Zionists who are self-killing Sunnis. So unless and otherwise, we need to Mustafa Berasa Deen as Hamaus.
That's why I says you reach to Prophet Muhammad. Religion is everything is from him. And now Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, he says two kind of Islam. One is Islam Nab Muhammadi, Islam Amerikai. One is a religion which is taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another is a religion taught by American mission. And we don't know, by doing this we are following their mission rather than mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salawat pari Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Aap log mere saath hain ki nahi malum hai. Salawat pari Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. ہم لوگ جب تک کہ جرأتیں پیدا نہیں کریں گے اس طرح کی باتیں ہوتی رہیں گی اور ہم لوگوں کو جب تک ان باتوں میں اگر غور و فکر نہیں کریں گے ورنہ چاہے نشستن گفتن خوردن برخاستن بیٹھیں کھائیں پیئیں اور گفتگو سنیں اور چلے جائیں جو چاہے کہے باقری ہم کو کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہے مولانا ایک گھنٹے کے لیے ہم لوگ آئے ہیں جو چاہے کہیے آپ چلے جائیں ہم کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہے ہمیں کوئی اس سے درکار نہیں ہے کہ آپ اسلام کے خلاف جائیں تب بھی نہ رہے حضری اسلام کے ساتھ جائیں تب بھی نہ رہے حضری یہ کیا بدبختی ہے میں آج تک نہیں سمجھ پایا ہوں مجھے آپ سے گزارش ہے کہ آپ لوگ ایک ایسے ماحول میں ہیں جہاں پر دین کی باتیں ہونا چاہیے قرآن کے احکامات کے تحت ایک زمانہ وہ تھا ہمارے پاس کسی طرح کی گائیڈنس نہیں تھی امام خمینی رحمۃ اللہ نے صاف صاف کہہ دیا کہ جو شیعہ سنی کہتا نہ سنی ہے نہ شیعہ ہے اتنی کھلی اجازت کے بعد کیا وہ مرجع نہیں تھے کیا وہ انسان نہیں تھے کیا وہ مومن نہیں تھے کیا وہ مسلمان نہیں تھے کیا وہ عالم نہیں تھے کیا وہ نہیں سمجھتے تھے کہ کس چیز کی ضرورت ہے جب تک کس گر کو ہم نہیں سمجھیں گے اس وقت تک ہمارے پاس روزانہ پریشانیاں زیادہ ہی ہوتی چلی جائیں گی چنانچہ آج دیکھ رہے ہیں جس طرح سے ٹکڑے کر کے ان لوگوں نے اپنا دربار سجایا ہے بہت ہی اچھا کہہ دیا کہنے والے نے ایک صلوات پڑھیں محمد والے محمد کا آبادی بتخانے زویرانی ماس آبادی بتخان زویرانی ماس جمعیت کفر ز پریشانی ماس اسلام ندارد از خود عیبی ہر عیبی کے حد ز مسلمانی ماس اگر بتخان آباد ہیں فلم انڈسٹری آباد ہے اس لیے آباد ہے کہ مسجد ویران ہے آبادی بتخان ز ویرانی ماس جمعیت کفر ز پریشانی ماس اگر کافر متحد ہے اس لیے کہ ہم پریشان ہیں اسلام ندارت از خود عیبی اسلام میں عیب نہیں ہے اگر ہے تو عیب ہم مسلمانوں میں آج 1.5 بلین مسلمان رہنے کے بعد یہ جو ذلت اٹھا رہے ہیں کہیں نہ کہیں ہم نے تربیت رسالت کو چھوڑ دیا ہے آج ان کی ولادت کا آپ کو میں واسطہ دیتا ہوں میں اپنے نفس کو کہ ٹیچنگ صاحب رسول اللہ کی سب سے بڑی خصوصیت وہ جو آپس میں خوریزی کرتے تھے رسول اللہ نے آپس میں ان کو بھائی بھائی بنا دیا ایک اسٹیج پر سجا دیا مولانا المومنین نے ڈسکرائب کیا اپنے خطبے میں کہ آئندہ فیوچر میں کیا ہونے جا رہا ہے ایک زمانہ وہ آنے والا مولانا نے فرمایا تواخا علی الفجور و تہاجر علی الدین تواخا کے معنی اخوت آپس میں فجور کے مسئلے میں متحد ہو جائیں گے مثال دوں گا تو بات سمجھ میں آ جائے گی مثلاً یہاں پر سمر کا زمانہ آ رہا ہے کرکٹ کا ماشاءاللہ اعلان ہوگا اور کرکٹ کا گیم ہوگا پاکستان اور انڈیا میں پورے انڈین بھی آ جائیں گے پاکستان بھی آ جائیں گے ہندو بھی رہیں گے سکھ بھی رہے گا اور سنی بھی رہے گا شیعہ بھی رہے گا کوئی مذہب کی تفریق ہی نہیں رہے گی اس اسٹیڈیم میں ہر شخص جمع ہوگا لیکن جب مولا فرمایا 1400 سال پہلے ایک زمانہ وہ آئے گا فجور میں متحد ہو جائیں گے مگر دین میں جدا ہو جائیں گے جہاں پر دین نے سب کو ملایا تھا آج فجور نے سب کو ملایا ہے اس وقت کا دین کیا تھا اب کا دین کیا ہے تو سمجھ آ رہی ہے کہ جس طرح سے اگر گانے کا کانسرٹ ہو رہا ہے خدا نہ خواستہ